Fun facts about Jacksonville, where the Packers will open their 2016 season.
Thanks to the St. John's River and the Intercoastal Waterway, it's been called the City of Bridges. It was Hollywood before Hollywood. The movie Creature from the Black Lagoon was shot in Jacksonville, as were a number of others. And with a 19-61 record over the past 5 years, it's been home to the worst team in the NFL. But that could be changing.
They've been a young team, you know, it's getting better, it's improving, and I think they're ready to take the next step.
The Jaguars do have reasons to believe, and they start at quarterback.
That ball is caught. Touchdown, Jacksonville!
Blake Bortles threw 35 touchdown passes last season, tied for second in the league. But he also had a league most, 18 interceptions.
Even though he led an interception, but from watching our cut-up, those guys had like 85 explosive plays. So, I mean, that's a lot of explosive plays for one team in the year. So you know that he's going to put the ball in the air where his receivers can make plays on, and that shows up on film as well.
Many of those explosive plays involved Allen Robinson, and his numbers say as much. 80 catches for 1,400 yards, that's 17.5 per, and 14 touchdowns.
It's a guy that, you know, we got to really be on. You know, we got to have good technique-wise. You know, when it's a deep ball, we got to get up because he can get up quick, get after the ball. So, you know, he's a hell of a guy.
Robinson and Bortles may be the headliners, but the Jaguars have talent at tight end and running back as well. Pieces to their offensive puzzle have been in place for a couple of seasons, but this year, the focus turned to fixing a broken defense. In the secondary, two free agent signings and the drafting of Jalen Ramsey, the fifth pick overall.
Jalen Ramsey got him well behind the line of scrimmage.
He's a good athlete. He's moving around out there. You know, he looks active, physical guy. He's a good player.
Up front, they also added Bronco free agent Malik Jackson and at linebacker second-round draft pick Miles Jack. Ironically enough, however, the guy you absolutely, positively have to get a hat on, veteran holdover and middle linebacker Paul Posluszny.
He's been around the league a long time. That's because he diagnoses plays well. He's real quick to make his reads and get to where he needs to be. He always seems to be in the right spot at the right time.
And that one's picked off. Paul Posluszny with a diving interception.
No question, the Jaguars do have some players, and for a change, there's legitimate hope in Jacksonville for a winning season. And it starts at home against the Green Bay Packers.
It's a well-coached football team. They play a lot of energy, playing in a hot environment. We're looking forward to it.